Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days Jesus took Peter, James, and John his brother, and brought them up into a high mountain apart. And his appearance was changed before their eyes, and his face shone as the sun, and his clothing was white as the light. And there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter spoke up, and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you are willing, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, you listen to him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were greatly afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and do not be afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, except Jesus alone. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Do not tell any man the vision, until the Son of Man has risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must first come? And Jesus answered and said to them, Elijah truly shall come first and restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but have done to him whatever they wanted. Likewise also the Son of Man will suffer by them. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. And when they had come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, because he is lunatic and in great pain, because often he falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus apart and said, Why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said to them, Because of your unbelief, because truly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, Remove from here to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Nevertheless, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. And while they stayed in Galilee, Jesus said to them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. And they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceedingly sorrowful. And when they had come to Capernaum, those who received tax money came to Peter, and said, Does your master not pay taxes? He said, Yes. And when he had come into the house, Jesus stopped him, saying, What do you think, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or taxes? Of their own children, or of strangers? Peter said to him, Of strangers. Jesus said to him, Then the children are free. Nevertheless, lest we should offend them, you go to the sea and cast a hook and take up the fish that first comes up. And when you have opened his mouth, you shall find a piece of money. Take that and give to them for me and yourself.